City of Compton. All right, and that's podcast audio going, and going to go ahead and get the Facebook Areno going. Full voice, Black podcast, and there we go with the Facebook Live Areno. And while folks get tuned in and I share the gosh diggity darn link around, I'll go ahead and play this audio. While I was doing show prep, I came across some audio, and I'll jump into a wee bit of those stories. All right, let's have a little good old time here.
The New York Times is facing blowback on social media after publishing an essay by an African-American reporter who accused white women of racism for not giving space on city sidewalks to black men. In a Wednesday essay titled, "Was That Racist?", reporter Greg Howard singled out white women for forcing him, quote, off the sidewalk completely when walking towards him, not following a straight path. The criticism on social media for the piece, primarily conservatives, was swift. Howard is a reporter for the Sunday New York Times Metropolitan section and is a former writer for Deadspin.
Shelby Kendall is considered a woman by herself and the state of Florida, but when she was pulled over on January of this year, Fort Lauderdale police officer James Bryden identified her as a man on the traffic ticket that was issued to her. The 48-year-old was pulled over for reckless driving, according to the citation.
The only thing, you can take anything you want away from me except my identity, and I'm sorry, you just can't legally, I don't think you have a right. I think people should be held accountable, and I was going too fast, I got held accountable. But at the same token, he needs some further training, or if he had a question about my identity, he asked it, but then he went one step further and took that identity away and said, okay, I'm going to write you up as a male, not female. Yes, it's a box that you check, but I did name change, I've done gender surgeries, I've done what I need to do, and so that's, I don't think he has that right.
Police investigators have recommended Bryden receive a letter of reprimand. He will also be facing a hearing on Monday before the Citizens Police Review Board over the complaint Kendall filed after the incident.
The New York Times is facing blowback on social media after publishing an essay.
Now, with that transphobia one, that's just the straight reporting on it from the Sun Sentinel. Mm-hmm. What I want to cover is, because I saw this, can't remember which one of my news feeds it came, if it came under cop rape or if it came under trans attack, it came over one of those, you know, cause it's sometimes that shit just overlaps like that. And when I went to, cause when I first found it, it was covered by a right wing page, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, like, if I'm gonna do a straight read. And then I found the Sun Sentinel reporting, which was a straight read of the news. But then, as I was searching that cop's name to find straight reporting on it, I saw, like, Breitbart reported on it. Like, right wing outlets are running with this, so I wanna dig into how one of those covered it, is what I'm gunning for there. Alright, and then what I'm gunning for next is, I know it's going to be hard to replace what the show opener has been for, like, fucking about 3 years, I think.
It's been three?
I think it's been about 3 years with the Higher Learning show opener. Oh. You know, and so I'm probably not going to replace it, but I just wanted to tinker with some other stuff. So, show opener today.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears. Oh, heroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something, we have been here before. Now the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Right, hold the fuck up. Yo. Okay, my decibels are there. Those decibels are just high as shit, aren't they? So that's not good decibel control, as I had originally assumed. Alright. So, sometimes, you ever just... Sometimes I pay attention to the trigger warning, and I think, that shit is more hardcore than the actual show.
Really?
That trigger warning is fucking rough, man.
Yeah, but the stuff we talk about?
Yeah, or the news stories.
Yeah, the news, because I have one today that I'm like, I'm glad we have the trigger warning.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. Alright, what the hell is going on with the goddamn shit? These fucking guys. Alright. Alright, let's go ahead and open it on up. Seems to be, always, transphobia first. Doop-a-doop-doop. Now, this is a piece written by, how do you pronounce that person's name?
Lenny Garcia and Mateo Guerrero Taveras.
Yep. Guerrero Taveras. Is, and now that this is an opinion piece that this individual wrote for, I still think those decibels are high as shit. This individual wrote this for AM New York, and it said, as transgendered immigrants in New York, we know what it's like to feel unsafe. We recently organized the 6th annual Trans Latina March in Queens through the same streets where two transgender women were attacked in Jackson Heights in early March. We covered that just for being trans. This was only one of many attacks that threaten our community, particularly transgender women of color, but our count, 20 transgender people were attacked in Queens in the last 18 months, and 22 transgender people were killed in the United States that we know of last year, according to advocates. That's also like one that I have off to the side of the show notes, because I don't know what to do with it yet, that it says, there's an increase in rapes on the BART transportation system. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, there's an increase in reported rapes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's saying it could be an increase in reported rapes. An increase in reported rapes that are taken serious. An increase in reported rapes that actually result in an arrest. An increase in reported rapes that actually result in arrest of the prosecution. An increase in reported rapes that actually result in being taken serious. Arrest, report, prosecution, conviction. A recent increase in rapes that are reported, taken serious, arrested, prosecuted, convicted, and actually sitting there for longer than 5 minutes before they go out and rape again. Yeah. There's an increase in that.
Or I wonder if they changed the legislation. I'll have to look at that. Because, like, that's a law in Illinois, is if you are a victim of a sexual assault and you have to go to, like, the ER because of your injuries, it's mandatory for them to report to police and open up a case.
Hmm.
So I wonder if they have a law like that, because that definitely increased the amount of reporting in Illinois when they passed that.
Shitting down. There's some anger.
But yeah, I don't think that means that the actual number of rapes increased, just the reporting.
Yeah, like the only way the number of rapes increase is if the number of male passengers increases. Alright. I am not a misandrist.
Yeah, okay.
People can go fuck themselves.
Okay. Gotta kill a lot of men. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a misandrist.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm fucking logical.
Mm.
Alright, who disagrees? Even men want to kill other men because they're thinking about, for the same rape culture, men want to kill other men because they're thinking about their daughters.
is true.
Don't you? Don't you? Uh-huh. Okay, then. Fuckos.
I just like how dudes be like, not all men. Look at this picture with me and my shotgun and my daughter in her prom dress.
Yeah.
Okay. Get
the fuck out of here. That shit. Jesus Christ. Back to AM New York, what this individual wrote. It seems more fact than opinion to me, but it's called an opinion piece. So for transgender immigrants, the situation is dire. When members of our community try to report incidents to the police, they are routinely questioned as if they've done something wrong and denied interpretation services required under law. Even though the New York City and state are believed to be progressive and safe havens for transgender people of color, the reality is alarming. Transgender New Yorkers of color face discrimination on the streets, in employment, and in housing. When we find jobs and places to live, we have faced exploitation and discrimination by landlords and employers. The city and state have led the way on important LGBTQ issues, such as same-sex marriage. They must strongly enforce regulations and expand the policies to ensure transgender New Yorkers are treated with dignity. This means ensuring that healthcare providers and city agencies, including schools, are trained to interact with transgender New Yorkers. Legal services specializing in issues of the trans community are available, particularly services for cases of discrimination because of gender expression or sexuality, or potential asylum for those whose lives would be at risk if they were sent to another country. Jobs and educational services are more widely available to trans people. The city could, for instance, offer high school equivalency classes that offer outreach and a safe space for us, and could more aggressively go after employers who discriminate. We need all New Yorkers, regardless of sexual identity, to stand with us in the fight against discrimination. What's that individual's name?
Biane Garcia and Mateo Guerrero Taveras.
Yeah, that's Biane Garcia and Malaya Guerrero Taveras.
Mateo.
That is their nickname. And that's how you pronounce that there.
Yeah, so speaking of which, do you want to just jump into the bad news?
What the fuck is that? Because I have that.
Okay, yeah. I was like, speaking of trans news, that's what I was like, well, I'm glad we have a trigger warning.
And I have that, but I also have an update.
Ooh, updates are good. Well, maybe updates are good.
Ooh. They always want to ask me how to do it. Yeah, man, shit. That's why I saved the link, so I could click the motherfucker.
Yeah.
That gum, Windows 8? No, I'm not upgrading to Windows whatever the fuck is next. Jesus Christ, fucking, I still don't get this Windows 8 shit. Can I get my fucking Vista back? Shit.
Vista?
Yeah, I understand Windows Vista because it wasn't nothing but just, it was just XP with different folders.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Which I'd like my fucking XP back. XP was perfect. For someone who like started out on Windows 98 with my first personal computer, XP was an excellent step up from that. Should have stayed there. Just stay on XP and just increase the speed to catch up with whatever the fuck high definition videos are doing.
I agree.
So we covered D. Wigham. All right, that's W-H-I-G-H-A-M, probably pronounced Wigham. All right, D. Wigham, D-E-E Wigham. It was a transgender woman murdered. And so the person murdered has been sentenced to 40 years. Now, from pinknews.com, they got the information being 40 years. And the Logo Network, they got 48 years.
Hmm.
All right. And I clicked around a bit, but I don't have that much time to do show prep, and I couldn't get exactly which one is right on the right on.
I think the 48 is probably right because he was also facing charges for robbery as well. Ah. So he was convicted of that as well.
Okay. So a man who brutally murdered a transgender woman in Mississippi last year has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. Former Navy sailor Dwayne Dwayne Hickinson is scheduled for was handed the sentence after he pled guilty to killing Dee Wiggum. It's believed that the two had been involved sexually before Wiggum before Wiggum was murdered. Hickinson claimed that he had lost control after finding out about her transgender identity. In lose control, you were in control enough to successfully murder someone on purpose. So you were quite in control. If you weren't in control, you would have tried to attack the person and ran into the wall and fell over in a daze. So you were actually very well in control. Cut the shit. Cut the colloquialism. No metaphors, please. Be direct.
Yeah, fucko. He stabbed her like 120 times. That's someone who is very persistently doing something.
Huh.
Like, I'm not, and that's not exaggerating. It was literally, like, between 100 and 120 times. Yeah, it says
119 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as well as pleading guilty to the murder, Hickerson, there we go, pled guilty to robbery for stealing Wiggum's purse and phone. Really? So, he was so out of control, he remembered to steal.
Yes.
Oh, that's out of control.
To try to frame, or to try to, you know, throw the crime scene, be like, it was a robbery gone wrong.
That's like that white woman that was triggered, and then somehow, in all her triggeredness, she started typing even better.
Oh, yeah.
Very well-spaced paragraphs.
And,
yeah.
Using the tab.
Just excellent, beautiful sentences.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she was triggered as all shit. She's the same white woman that, folks might remember. She was, white, then she was Latino. Then she was white, Native American, but at the same time, born and raised in Australia, but somehow a white, Native, Latino,
Mexican, indigenous,
nigga, Martian, fucking,
who I believe now is a,
an Irish Korean, what, I don't know,
I believe is a non-binary, two-spirit, indigenous American.
Y'all niggas are fucking goofy. Alright, like, there are real people that actually, like, have these real fucking, like, experiences and whatnot, and y'all niggas just follow them online, and because that becomes your version of a cool kid's table as an adult, because you didn't get to sit at the real one in high school or middle school, like, you want to take on that shit, and you faking it. Like, so many of y'all niggas is actors, and y'all make this shit look bad. Fucking fakers, nigga. Be the real you. Somebody might actually like your punk ass.
I think my favorite thing about that story, though, is like the anti-indigenous like stigma that's being perpetuated. Because they'll say things like, oh, I do this and it's because I'm Native. I'm like, but your tribe never actually did that, though. So you should maybe be informed about what your tribe does before you talk about, I'm representing my tribe doing this thing that they never ever did.
Yeah, it's fucking, I do this because I'm Native. So somehow, you only do the one thing that looks cool and happens to be stylish and on sale at Joann Fabric. Like, all the rest of that shit, you don't do none of that shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't never, go build a canoe, motherfucker, and catch a whale. Alright, that's some shit that motherfuckers actually did, was build a canoe and catch a fucking whale. Go do that.
That would be kind of cool. That's fucking terrifying. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, these fucking guys. Right? Like, I don't, like, I own a dashiki because it was cheap and at Ross. But, I don't fucking, I don't say, oh, I wear a dashiki because I'm Pan-African connected. No, nigga, because I'm fly, nigga. I look good. Nigga, shit. And it's fucking, and it's baggy, and it's hot outside, and it's thin material. It blows in the breeze well. That's why I wear the motherfucker. Not because I'm fucking reconnecting with some niggas that I'll never, ever find. Ever. Shit, are you shitting me? And then you gotta think how many different plantations I've been mixed with throughout the generations. Like, how many different fucking tribes is that? Fuck, not gonna find villages, whatever the fuck. I'm never gonna find those fuckers. I'm gonna die here.
Well, I mean, also colonialism happened over there, so those tribes might not even be around anymore.
Yeah, like, my niece might be the last one. That's it.
Honestly, like, there's been many a civil war, many a famine, many a drought.
Yeah. Like, get the fuck, like, I'm not connecting with shit, but a price I agreed with, really. That's about it. I am tangenting hard. we're back. We're on Pink News. Yeah. Murderer of Dee Wiggum got 40 years and 8 more years on robbery. So he will have to serve a minimum of 35 to 40 years for the murder charge and 8 years of the 15 years for the robbery charge. Following the guilty plea, Hickerson made a public statement apologizing to the family of Wickham. Quote, "I'd like to apologize to the victim's family. If I could take it back, I would. Go fuck yourself."
You had 119 stabs to, you know, you could have stopped after, you didn't even have to do the first one. But then you could have stopped after the first one, the second one, the third one, the 15th, 25th, 50th, 75th, 85th, 100th. I don't believe you.
You need more people. It's fun to quote Jay-Z. Yeah. 119.
Yeah.
119. Like, that's more days than the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that shit. Think about a stab every day, and you're going into the next school year still getting stabbed. That's some shit. Yeah, you know me. I like to do that shit with numbers. Like, just to really, like, expand the context, extrapolate, whatever the fuck it is I'm doing. You academic niggas, apply a fancy word to whatever the fuck it is I'm doing and make it sound cool, okay? But yeah, man, so that shit's going on. Shit, man, I can't do too much news because we got to get to the fucking Mr. Wizard. That's fucking... What? The Wizard, okay? Boop-a-doop-boop-boop. Oh, yeah, New York Times reporter accuses white women of racism on sidewalks.
This sounds like it's going to be fun.
I don't know. I don't know. The original piece, I don't need to see his original piece because I've talked about that shit on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like fucking, except I'm not like this nigga. See, this nigga, toughen up, buddy. All right.
The New York Times, like, is facing blowback.
Don't ever get out of a white woman's way on a sidewalk if she's refusing to take her side while you take your side like civilized people. If she's taking the middle, you stop, you pull out your smart device, and you act like you're texting, and you make her walk around you. She's not gonna bump into you. She's going to go around, but you gotta fucking stop. Same thing, like when they have those fucking designer strollers that are like the size of like a fucking wagon and shit, like a goddamn wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Like, yo, fuck that shit. Yo, I stop, I act like I'm fucking text messaging, make them go in the grass. You shouldn't have got such a big fucking, your infant is not that goddamn big. What are you shitting me? And if it is, the fucker can walk.
Yeah.
All right, unless there's ableism afoot. And even then, nigga, you do yoga and shit, work your fucking arms, carry them. You're pushing that fucking big ass thing around. Fuck you. Yo, white women are assholes on the side, especially on, like, in fitness parks. White women are fucking assholes. I don't play that shit. Fuck that.
Well, it's that whole, benevolent sexism thing, I think. They're like, but they'll move for me.
Nah, I won't.
I'm white and I'm important.
Oh, I'm gonna mess that up for you, Becky. Fuck that all up for you. Fucking taking up all that goddamn space. Fucking I pay taxes here too, fucko. And I'm in a lower tax bracket, therefore I pay more taxes, you loophole-taking motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the New York Times is facing a blowback on social media after publishing an essay by an African-American reporter who accused white women of racism for not ceding space on city sidewalks to black men. In a Wednesday essay titled, "Was That Racist?" reporter Greg Howard, oh, he sounds threatening, singled out white women for forcing him off the sidewalk completely. I just want to go down to the tweets at him. What did James Woods say?
His racist ass. All right, this should be good.
Furious New York Times writer pins attack on white women. People in general seem oblivious to common courtesy these days.
These days, huh?
That's right. Just now. Mm. Just now.
So does that mean, like, back in the day when white women used to have them big-ass hoop skirts, they would move out the way?
Move, Becky. Move. Wait, move, Becky. Get out the way. Get out the way, Bex. Get out the way. That's fun.
I mean, I'm just asking. Have white men ever moved off a sidewalk for anybody ever?
Yeah, it was one. Well, I was standing at the bus stop to go to high school. And this motherfucker, like, got off the side of the sidewalk he was in, walked up to me and said, "You need to move, boy." I was like, yeah, she... You know... Like, I wish I would have known the word. If I would have knew the word back then, I would have been like, you know, we're not fully gentrified yet. Like, you see all these Crips out here in the morning right now. Mm. Like, I could... Like, I... Nigga, don't do that. No. And then the homegirl, fucking LaKoya was there, and she was like, "Sir, you should just go around him. You don't want to do this."
Oh, no. Oh, no. Black movie trying to save everybody.
Yeah, because we're fucking... We're on 25th and Sheridan Avenue. You shouldn't do this right now. This is a bad idea, Mr. White Man. We're not fully gentrified yet. You should start at 6th Ave. You don't want to be all the way on 25th yet. They're working on 6th Ave, gentrifying that, and then they're going to move in over the next couple of years. But you're not 25th Street ready yet. 23rd, 21st, 19th. No. No, not even 17th. Not even 15th Street. No, you need to go all the way to 6th Ave with that shit, man. Matter of fact, go to the street where the fucking, where the gentrification should have ended, because it never started. But, it was beautifully named street. I've said this a million times. Division Ave. This is what used to, I don't know how it's set up still today in 2017, but I noticed that when I was a teenager, that Division Ave separated the North End and the South Side. And that was the fucking name of the street.
I was born on Division. Wrong side of it, but I was born on Division.
Hell, I mean, does the right side have the right people? I don't know what makes the right side so damn right.
Because it sounds about white.
Mm-mm. Why are you shouting out Fallon? That was... I caught that. Ah, shit, we don't have her book to wave in the front of the camera.
Wait, isn't it right? Hold on.
Yeah, we have a physical copy of Fallon Matthews' book, along with a physical copy of Shermeeker's book. Yep. Support these black woman writers. You can go right there on the Amazon. You can order a physical copy. You can get digital copies too, but physical copies, they cost a few more beans. Fuck it, nigga. We'll help you raise a couple bucks to fucking buy a physical copy. Like, if you can't, because I know, like, fucking money gets tight like that when you're fucking, when you're flipping that change on that bus fare and shit like that. Yeah, money gets tight like that. So, like, nigga, we'll help you get a couple of bucks to get a physical copy if you want one of these copies of one of these books by Fallon Matthew or the homie Shermeeker of the Black Girl with Glasses.
Ooh, yes.
Fuck, this episode is more tangent than any fucking thing. Hmm. This is like going back to the roots. Adam Shaw tweeted about this racist black man. Reversed racogyny. Reversed racogyny. That's what it is. When a colored dark black man says mean things about white women, that is reverse racogyny.
Racogyny?
Yeah, I know, like, it sounds like a it sounds like a nigga named Ray in his last name is Sogyny. Wait, Mayogyny?
Something. Mayo something. Yeah, but like, or a Becky something.
Mayo, how do you, cause like the O in Mayo already sounds like a conjoining vowel.
It does.
Oh, ah, shit. Here we go, nerds brainstorming. This is what happens. Oh, fuck it. It's time to dweeb out. Where are the cookies? Where are the cookies? Those help us think. Oh shit, those are fucking rich as hell. Like, I can't have that many in one setting.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, they make my belly button feel like it's going inside out.
Okay.
I think I say weird things too. Adam Shaw said about this Negro man. He said, "The New York Times was okay with one of their reportings publishing this diatribe about white." Why did he put white women in quotes? Do they not exist?
Because he meant white women dog whistling. You know, because how, you know how we dog whistle against white people.
How the fuck's that? So if I'm...
Anti-racism is code word for anti-white.
So black men talking about racist white women is dog whistling.
Yes.
Because it's anti-white everybody.
Yes.
So all whites matter. Like, you can't just, if you, okay, so my bad, white men, yeah, y'all fucked up too, but see, but in my particular experience, fucking white men like in the jogging park and shit like that, or like on the city sidewalk, they take their side. It's a white woman thing, and a white passing people classified as Hispanic thing. Well, that's a whole different thing, but it's a white woman thing, like as an individual to be like, all of this is mine. Mm-hmm. All right, my white man bought it for me.
Yeah.
And, but, like, white passing Hispanic folks, it's usually two, and they walk directly abreast, and they don't fucking move. And I used to pass by, like, in my bicycle riding days, I used to pass by and get to the point where fucking, I'd actually bump them with the handlebar, and they wouldn't even shit. They'd just be like, oh, still in place. Still walking directly abreast of each other.
I wonder if that's, like, a Florida thing.
Yeah, if it's more Florida than other places.
Like, I don't really see that up here.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't see, because I'm in the suburbs. Nobody walks out here.
Well, in the city, I don't.
Like, if somebody walks, it's like, oh, you're as poor as me. Hey, hey, let's fucking coalition. Let's do this.
Build a community and a garden. Yeah, fucking.
Then we see some people walking, and then you immediately objectify them.
What?
She has nice boobs. What? Why? Why? Why that? Well, she's poor like us.
I said that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah, and then I'm just
because she clearly had on her good bra. I just wanted to appreciate it.
This isn't a one-time thing with you, but you don't catcall. You keep it to yourself. You keep it casual.
No, I do not catcall. No, I do not catcall.
Yeah, and that's a fair deal.
That's no bueno. That's no bueno. But yeah, I imagine white women are just like, you know, we didn't spend 500 years birthing white sons to not get to use the goddamn sidewalk whenever we want. Shit. Like, and I do think that is one of those things with, like, patriarchy and white supremacy, though. Like, you have to give them a few perks here and there to,
so they got their Beckerations.
They got their Beckerations.
And Becky got Beckerations.
Yeah. And I'm serious. I think that's the thing, though, where they're like, we're just gonna let white women do this thing because, you know, they get a couple perks, right? You have to maintain your hierarchy. Yay!
Do-be-do-do-do. Oh, yeah, that's one of those off-to-the-side notes. That's not a...
Oh.
That's not the real deal.
It's not really? Because... Okay.
No, because the thing is, that headline is misleading. The headline, it's not about that one story. That's it's a new television show where people tell stories like that.
Oh.
And that's one of the stories on the television show. It's out there in the United Kingdom, is yes. What I call it. Oh, excuse. When a police shooting victim is a white woman, yeah, this story is not new anymore. It ain't. It ain't new. Hold up, Fallon Matthew is black.
Yes, she is.
Fallon Matthew, minor right, Derek Jones. Wait, where's Fallon Matthew's deal?
Oh, I don't think she commented, I think. Oh, hey, there's comment. God damn it.
Nah, man, we missed a whole bunch of shit. All right, so folks in the comment section, Michael Wright said they move for me. They goddamn.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Like, and if you notice, like, I think somebody should really fucking take Michael Wright's pictures and make like a very fast moving slideshow, because I swear to fuck, they're all the same picture. They all look the same, just like,
you know,
a different shirt.
He always uses the same camera angle. He never like. Changes the camera angle.
Definitely. Yeah. And I like, Duke, you must trim your beard like every few hours and get the exact same beard. Like, everything looks the same. I bet when your glasses get old, like, you probably have a contract with the company. They have to keep producing that frame for the rest of your life. Same glasses, frames.
I still need the two of you to, like, go to a white neighborhood and cause white flight so we can reverse gentrify some shit.
Hmm.
You and Michael Wright walking around a white neighborhood?
Yeah, they'd shoot us.
Just
with big guns.
With big guns. Not just guns, but the big guns.
Fallon said digital copies are cheaper. It would just be ideal if a lot of people were buying them.
Aww.
Like, one idea I had, like, and again, like, these are my wacky ideas that I think I could do in the future if I keep this whole wine cellar thing going. It's like, fucking... Get some cash together, you know, buy like 20 copies ourselves, and then like have like a fundraiser where it's like, you know, if you donate this much, then we send you a copy of, you know, like Fallon's book and like one of Phoenix Kalita's soaps. Mm-hmm. and I'll fucking handwrite you a rap, and you get that handwritten rap.
You should maybe type it out.
No, fuck no. They get the real deal. They get the real shit. And then they get to decipher it. See, I turn everybody into a little scientist.
Well, I guess if you can't be a cipher MC, you can be a decipher. What is this?
Wait, yeah. Rashani said, oh no, he's about to get me run up on. Wait, hold up.
What?
What's about to happen?
Wait, are we talking about the reverse gentrification thing?
I don't know. Michael Wright said, that's my thug pose. Oh, that is serious dad. I'm telling you, that's a nice guy who lives behind a face that has been heavily stereotyped.
Yeah.
He is. Michael Wright is a gentleman. Yeah. Fair man. Yeah. That's right. Kind man. He likes to paint.
And go on vacation with the kids.
You dadgum right he does. He likes to paint kittens that have butterfly wings. That's his thing.
Kittens with butterfly
wings. Yeah, he does that. In kind of an abstract style, you know?
So, is that exhibit coming out? Can we see it sometime soon?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Now this thug, I mean, you could tell she's a thug.
She is a thug.
All right, off scratch.
Yes.
Like, letting the hair grow long, hippie shit.
Yeah.
Blue earrings, crip.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
And didn't she do, what's that business? The yoga?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the use of doing yoga? So you can fucking jump fences and run from the cops and shit.
I mean, isn't that just basically like a big sex cult anyway?
Yep. And also helps you wiggle out of handcuffs. Thug gangster lady. Mm-hmm. Her name is, Justine Damond. Damond sounds pretty ghetto name to me, Damond. Yeah. Damon, what the fuck hood you from? Westbrook. Or whatever the fuck. And these niggas over at Vox.com, they said the reaction to the police shooting sure looks different when the victim is a hot woman. Which all this shit is obvious. And then this, so what's this dude? What, he's like black, but he's like practicing the Islam?
He is a Somali Muslim. Which is extra interesting to me that he's, like, very heavily being identified as black, because a lot of Somali people look like the stereotypical Muslim of, like, being more brown, of, like, Arabic, Middle Eastern descent, than even though Somalia is in Africa, they tend to be more brown. But, like, he's black! And I was like, oh, y'all, y'all really, really black now. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's Muslim.
Look, man. When niggas over here in what we call McMerica tell you you black, believe us.
We try to tell you.
You don't want to be surprised later.
But we don't have that bone structure. We don't have those nostrils. It's not the same thing.
You have enough, nigga.
Okay.
Alright, that's like when I first saw pictures of Aboriginal people. I was like, they're just niggas with good hair. y'all niggas look black. Like, that's why you hate one of the characters on the show Wentworth.
I don't hate her because she's Aboriginal.
You hate her because she looks like you, and you and her character is, what is wrong with her character? She's too nice and gullible?
Yeah, she's way too nice and gullible, and it's sort of frustrating because it's like the one Aboriginal black character, and she has to be that person.
Doreen!
And then she has the baby with the white guy and gets his house raided and shit, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's great.
She had herself a baby. I want to watch that fucking season again, yo. That shit is so wild, man.
I was not ready for the ending of that season. Holy fucking
yeah, we're
shit.
Fucking, we're William Jackson buried what? Ferguson alive. Because you didn't know it was going to be William Jackson until he pulled the ski mask up.
I straight up thought it was going to be very
Yeah, just in case anyone hasn't seen it already, now you know the ending. This is how spoilers work. If the show or movie is actually any good, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, want a cuppa?
Wait, was that they fucking poisoned drugged up? Who did they drug up?
They killed the rich lady.
Ah.
The I forgot her name now. The one who's like in there for the alcoholism. Because she like ran over her mother-in-law with a tractor. When she was drunk, I forgot her name.
No, she wasn't rich.
No. Liz drugged the rich lady in court. Because she testified against her in court.
Remember, oh, the other rich lady. The fucking, the rich lady that wasn't, like, famous. Not the one that was on television.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that rich lady, she was kind of G. Said that season had too many plot holes. See, smart niggas be ruining everything. Man, just be basic like me. I be looking at stuff and I'd be like, this is amusing. Then someone else comes over and they're like, oh yeah, but the ramifications of the, man, fuck the ramifications, man. This shit is amusing.
No, I like Wentworth.
I'm Wentworth. Simple,
it's
man.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah, man. So this cat, and what up?
Oh, and then you said you wanted to watch that Confederate one if it comes out, when it comes out.
Yeah, I don't, ooh. Like, I don't even know if it's just an idea they put out there, or have they produced episodes? Do they have a cast?
They haven't produced it yet, but I guess the studio greenlit it and put aside money for them.
Oh, fuck. So we could be looking at, like, 2 more years for this shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. We're gonna be in a whole other fucking place to live, small house or another apartment or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, fucking our lives are gonna be different. I'll still watch it. I'm still gonna be me. Like, I'm not gonna change anymore in my life. I don't get how people keep evolving. Like, I've got my routine. I've had my routine for quite some time. Eat the food, take the shit, pay the bill, repeat process. Like, it's quite simple. Mm-hmm. Ferguson was every fucking where. That's Rashani Loco in the comments section of the video broadcast of this audio podcast for you people that still just come in through the iTunes and the Stitcher Radio and whatnot. Now, yeah, so this nigga, I mean, and this is some shit that we've been, like, I don't know how far it goes back beyond my days, but, like, you know, when I was 5 years old, I had the NWA tape and, you know, showing out for the white cop and DRS. If people, Rashani, you gotta check out that DRS album and analyze the rape culture of it. But the DRS album, like, they had the other song, Nigga With a Badge. Mm-hmm. You know, like, fucking white cops don't actually like you. That's just like, at times when I'm in the warehouse, which is predominantly, Mexican, like, I wonder if they just gave me my promotion so they could be like, look, we got a black guy on the machines too.
Also, that you do the machines that nobody wants.
Yeah. And also, since my senior operator's getting a promotion, now they're rotating in guys who don't work that room as often. So now I'm not a senior operator, but I'm the senior operator of that room. Mm-hmm. That's awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, now people be coming to me with questions. I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. I only been doing this shit since the Monday after St. Patrick's Day, and it's the end of July. You know how many moving parts and buttons and shit are on this thing? And then, like, when a person who actually is a certified mechanic comes in there and works on something for 90 minutes and can't fix it, the fuck you think I can do? He went to school to do this.
But black people are magic.
Yeah. Yeah, but this isn't magic. This is mechanical.
But black people are magic and stuff.
No, that means we can only, like, read minds and tell the future with the spirits from the motherland. What?
What?
Voodoo niggas. You know that shit's not real, niggas.
That wasn't the kind of magic I was referring to, but fine.
Abby with the bad grades. All right, now, fucking... Oh, damn, look at our stream. It's cutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks uglified. I wonder if we're moving around too much. I don't know. Man, fuck that. Facebook Live was doing well, and then it got shittified again.
Well, probably because everybody started using it, and they were like, huh, we should figure out how to fuck it up so we can charge them later to use this service or something.
Yep, net neutrality on the way out. Okay, this guy, this black cop.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we know, right? We already said it. Fucking, we told you niggas that who think you're not black that you're black. All right, the next one's gonna be Dominican. And we're gonna be like, nigga, we told y'all Dominican niggas you was fucking black.
Oh, there's gonna be a fucking Haitian.
It's gonna be a Haitian?
Yeah.
Haitians say they ain't black?
Some of them.
Y'all niggas black. Shut up. quit being silly.
Like, there is weird anti-blackness in the fucking...
among black people. I'm not even going to call you whatever the fuck the island is. And I'm not even going to say your island. It's not your island if Hillary Clinton can control your minimum wage. All right? It's not your fucking island. All right? Whose language you speak, nigga? French? Nigga, you from France, nigga? You got a baguette sticking out of your grocery bag, nigga? Nigga?
You might have a beret, though.
You got a horizontal striped shirt riding some weak-ass little bicycle where the front wheel is big as fuck? Nigga? You ain't French. Speaking the oppressor's language just like I am. It's not my country, not my flag, not your island, not your flag. You black, nigga. And they continue to treat you as such.
Yes.
That's why you just as broke as me.
Which is funny to me, though, because in the Caribbean, they, like, fucking niggas are like, I'm not black. And you come up here and it's, they aren't black. Kick them out. Like, what the fuck kind of weird ass.
Yeah.
Shit, but anyways, man. So this cop, because we keep.
Yeah.
I was reading about the case.
He shot some thug. Yeah.
Yeah, he shot a thug. She ran up on him and started tapping on his car window. Why the fuck would you do that, though?
Okay, so an obvious crip that practices for slipping out of handcuffs and doing gangster shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, yeah, ran up on him and he feared for his life.
He did fear for his life.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? He didn't know he was going to get Emmett Till or what?
Yeah.
So, hey, stop it. And didn't, who's that? Oh, the Betty Shelby? Is that the name?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Betty, but I know the last name is Shelby.
Yeah, you know, he don't know if that's a Miss Shelbison.
Mm.
I mean, that could be Miss Shelby coming to get you, boy.
Yeah.
So you got to shoot her.
Or it could just be a white feminist because they just want to be white men, so.
Yeah. So, really?
Like, you don't know.
Got to start shooting white women.
Or maybe it was just some white woman who was angry because you called her racist because she wouldn't move her ass off the sidewalk.
Don't run up on us, white women. You're gonna get shot. It's a new thing. It's a new day.
But I mean, of course, there's like the typical racism. But this is such an outrage. He shouldn't have shot her. He couldn't have been scared. And it's like, but they do this all the time to us. And you're like, well, but he couldn't have known. It's reasonable to be scared. Like, if somebody ran up on me when I was in my car, came up from behind me and started knocking on my window, I would have a reaction too.
And you know the goddess of irony is fucking smoking a fat joint while moonwalking a victory lap. I'm gonna let OJ out and have some black cops shoot a white woman. Like, the goddess of irony is having a grand old fucking time right now.
But OJ is not black.
Yeah, he is too. He is too. And then you talk about how fucking Jay-Z, how that shit is all delivery, no rhyme skills. Alright, we disrespected this story.
Well, maybe the story didn't deserve respect because white people need to accept that when you support a totalitarian militarized police state, shit happens and you might get shot.
I cannot spell this motherfucker's shit. The wizard.
I-E.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the fucking wizard. Right? And there's more news stories, but I gotta get to this shit. Because it's actually... Aw, oh, he fucking blocked me. He's a serious adult. That's alright, that's what screenshots are for. What? He's the wizard. So this, what's this guy's deal? Exactly what is it that he does? Say it as if it's true.
He is initiated in various traditional African religions.
What the fuck? How many sets can you bang, nigga? Why?
Oh, when you do African religions, you can bang them all, basically.
That's fucking ridiculous. So all the fuck...
He's not in all of them. He's in like three or four.
So what if the deity of one religion says the other deity is not real?
That doesn't happen.
I bet the deities don't say anything because you have to exist to do that.
Yeah, in African religions you can be initiated in various... in multiple traditions at once.
All right, so this this serious adult blocked me. And this is what happened. You see, when you ask a bullshit huckster to provide evidence on what they're hustling, they block you. They got to cut and run. All right, now, forgot I had two accounts. So this bullshit, so wait, but what does he do? You see, that's the thing. Oh, you're being vague. What does he do?
Like readings, like
what are readings?
Where you ask the spirits questions for advice.
You ask spirits questions for advice.
Work to help people with things. So when somebody will be like, oh, I need help, like, you know, getting this job, or I'm having trouble with this illness, and he puts together, like...
And somehow there's still black unemployment. All right, Key, what else does he do?
I mean, basically, like, anything that would be under a realm of, like, spiritual healer kind of thing.
He heals spirits.
No, heals the people.
He heals the people, but it's spiritual healing.
Well, you're, because the thing is, you're supposed to be using help from the ancestors or spirits to do so. Does blessings of like new properties and houses.
So if he blesses a house, and Sandy Hook happens again, Sandy Hook is gonna skip that house.
Sandy Hook was a
school, not Sandy Hook, Hurricane Sandy. I hate that they have the same name. That's been fucking me up for a couple years. So yeah, so the hurricane's gonna skip that house.
That's the idea, I guess.
That's the idea. I mean, a lot of niggas been praying, but we still under white supremacy. It's been for a while, but I don't know, man. I mean, and then these so-called ancestors, they were doing their ancestor shit, and somehow Europeans still showed up and took that shit over.
Okay, divination, spiritual cleansings, energy work, curse breaking.
Curse breaking?
Yes.
Uh huh.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. So he helps people get jobs, yet there's still unemployment. He blesses houses, though they're still they can be affected by whatever happens with climate change and the weather and whatnot. And he uses the spirits of ancestors that lost to white people. All right, that's what he does. And so, I'm scrolling the old news feed, because this is while I was working on that new show opener with the Nina Turner cut and the Bone Thugs to Busy Bone audio. And I see this post by, Siete Sadades, which is whatever his fake name is now. His other fake name was Hassan something.
Oh, no, that's his actual name.
Oh, okay, so it's real. Okay, so some nigga named Hassan in New York is a high yellow huckster, so avoid him. He said, you know how people put him and me as a, like it's a conversation in their post in the social networks? So he put him, I don't know how you can be so intelligent and hold on to those silly superstitions. Me, when your mother had breast cancer, your father was found cheating on her with a white woman. Him, how did you know that? Exclamation, question mark, exclamation, question mark, exclamation, question mark. Me. Oh, don't worry. It's all silly superstitions, right? Go ask white Western science. Maybe they'll catch up to our ancestors and be able to explain it to you. You mean the niggas that they ran up on and killed? But skip that. Now, I see some shit like that. I'm just interested, man. I just want to know. So I ask, how do we know this interaction actually happened? Now, to me, that's called a question. That's a legitimate question. How do we know it actually happened? Do you think that's not a legitimate question? Someone made a claim.
I know that.
Yeah.
But if that's something that happened, I didn't read all his responses. If that's something that happened in person, you don't, unless you're recording it, you don't have evidence of said interaction.
All right, so it's really not logical to believe it, because it's not just that the interaction happened, but he's claiming that he looked at someone and, like, read their mind and knew their life. That's an extraordinary claim. extraordinary evidence. Like, do you think it's reasonable to request evidence?
No, I don't think evidence is unreasonable.
And he said, you don't have to believe me. And then he said, but your wife knows I have the gift. And I noticed that niggas like the person behind the Leslie Berry account and who's also behind the Janine Cohen account, they follow this person. And I'm sure they saw the sub thread. They get all the notifications. And people of that ilk, they would frown on such toxic masculinity like that, where it's like, I'm going to turn this woman into this pawn between us as cis males. But they're not doing one of their big old call-outs or drags.
Well, people don't tend to drag people who have a bigger platform than they do, or more followers.
I mean, whatever the hell dragging is, I don't give a fuck. Get at me. But yeah, so I peeped that, and I noticed how he's trying to get a rise out of me from that, and I don't fall for it. So I responded, I said, it isn't a lack of belief, it's unconvinced. I don't imagine producing evidence to be a hefty task. And yes, the government is legally involved in my relationship with someone who was convinced by such claims without evidence. Not gonna get a rise out of me. Not for that toxic masculinity bullshit. Tried it though. Tribra Banks. Oh man, fucking
That was great. I need to find that fucking skit again.
Oh man, fucking Triversaurus Flex. He said, I don't have to convince you though. This isn't about you. I have these kinds of conversations, parentheses, why can't you just join the ranks of us intellectually superior atheists, you're so smart, and he put quotation marks. I want to know if that's an actual verb, because he put quotation marks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, is it unreasonable to want to know if that's an actual verbatim quote? Like, people should choose their words.
I would say that's not a verbatim quote, but that's probably the, gist of conversations that have happened.
Can he prove the conversations happened?
He's had those conversations on his wall, if you feel like scrolling.
He blocked me.
Oh.
he said, and he continues, you're so smart. He had these conversations with regularity, at least a few times a year. I've developed canned responses as a result, just like I do with Christian proselytism. Ah, yes, because an atheist is exactly like a Christian, which is one of the goofiest things that people who pretend they're on some fence say. You're just like the Christians. Ah, what's the murder rate? How many abortion clinics bombed?
Fallon, I think that was J.L. Anastasia. Or J.L. Hissel, or whatever the name is now.
Wasn't he dragged for filth by being dragged for filth for being transphobic by somebody with a bigger platform months ago, which prompted him to go on hiatus to cleanse whilst black women maintained his account and business. See more.
Or don't see more.
Not to read her comment.
No, I know it didn't let you do it. I was like, maybe because sometimes it won't let me do it.
His account and business inquiries. See, that I don't know. I don't follow him real tough. He's not. I have a few people that I have set to see first, and he's not one of them. So like, if his post comes up, that means I've just been flick scrolling for a while. You know,
I don't like. I wasn't because I haven't really been on Facebook. I didn't see the details of what happened, but I do know he had a fallout with J.L. Anastasia.
Yeah, and I went and read it myself. I forgot who fucking... I think someone inadvertently linked me to it. And I was like, oh, this might be amusing. You know, because I see the hustle in both of them. Like J.L. basically took Asia B's hustle. Mm-hmm. Of essentially being an entertainer and calling that activism. And then his hustle is this, you know, Mr. Wizard shit. You know, so I'm like, well, let me look at the two hucksters and see the hucksters beef. And it was kind of amusing, but JL's was a very, very short thread. And his thread was an incredibly long thread with a lot of screenshots. So I think, and I don't know, man. I think his platform is bigger And but both of their platforms are equivalently echo chambered. Like, not that they have the exact same echoes, but like, I mean, you see what happened with me. I asked for evidence and got blocked, right? So, like, I went against the echo chamber, got blocked, so that's how they function. Let's see. I respond to him. I said, I didn't claim to be intellectually superior. You placed that upon me. I'm actually aware that I'm not smart, I'm not educated, I'm quite basic and still stuck in some of my rural ways. I also didn't say you, quote, have to convince me. You see, I actually use real quotes that actually happened. That you have to convince me. I'm merely interested in evidence of what you claim to be true. Maybe I'm incorrect in assuming it to be relatively easy to produce, or that you might already have it publicly archived. I'm probably wrong, and that's why what I get, and that's what I get for assuming. I don't know. And then I went to you because you think this stuff is real.
I think spirits are real, yeah.
Why?
Because I do.
That's not a reason why. Why?
Because I've had various experiences that I can't explain, and so I think that might be it.
That's it. Did you physically come in contact with a spirit? I mean, the texture, and it's like, this isn't foam. This is... This is not soap suds. This is not steam. I'm pretty sure this is a spirit. Like, did that happen?
I would say I saw one. You would say I have an overactive imagination, so...
You saw a spirit.
Yeah.
Sitting down.
Standing.
It was standing.
Yeah.
Eating a sandwich.
No,
I can't. Not. It is hard not to put snark in this. I'm trying to avoid it.
I know.
A spirit engaged in an activity?
No.
Just standing.
Walking.
Walking where?
I don't know where.
Indoors?
Yes.
Indoors, like in a...
down the hallway?
At what time?
At night.
At what age?
Various ages.
Which one? So you see spirits so often you can't remember when?
No, it was the same one.
The same one?
It just hung out in the hallway, I swear, but...
Yeah, what at what age?
probably... like 8 to 10?
You don't think it's possible that a child might imagine something?
It is possible.
At night.
And that has occurred to me, but then I can't account for how many times I was seeing that thing or a hyperactive imagination or whatever it was.
Fallon thinks spirits are real too?
Thank you, Fallon.
Why? What is happening?
Thank you.
Come, none of you ever catch these spirits and show people?
Because I have not set out a career of, like, I have my camera, I have my voice recorder, I'm ready to catch spirits. Like,
and, well, how come the people who do that haven't been successful yet?
Oh, well, arguable. People have come back with evidence, and I guess you would have to analyze every case to determine if it's fraudulent, if it's real, if it's explained by something else. But yes, people have come back with...
That seems like the kind of thing where, like, it would be pretty big news. Like, it would be, like, Russia big. If you could somehow blame it on Putin, you'll get some goddamn coverage out of it.
Well, Putin has killed a lot of people, so maybe...
Fallon said they can't catch them, they catch you. How? And with all the shit I've been talking about spirits and ghosts my entire life, how come they haven't kicked my ass for disrespecting them?
Maybe they just don't care. Like,
I played Ouija board in a cemetery while playing Bone Thugs in the background. How come a spirit didn't raise up out that fothermucker?
I don't know.
It seems like we were in quite the spirified setting.
I don't know, but there's a lot of weird things that happen, and I don't think they can all be explained by, like, that was wind in the trees, that was the foundation settling. I don't think it can all be explained that way. I think there are people who fake things for, you know, to be hucksters. I don't think that explains all of it, though. I think there's things that just aren't explained, and...
Well, how come they don't happen? Do they happen in this apartment?
No.
No spirits in here. So how come wherever I am is where the spirits aren't? How come the spirits are never where the people who aren't convinced that they exist are? Ain't that strange?
Why would I know that? Do you want me to, like, try to channel someone and have a conversation about it? Like, what? Yep.
Gun it in. Bring them on. I think that would be the best episode ever. The episode where a spirit comes up and they're like, nah, I got some shit to say. I've seen some stuff in the afterlife.
Okay, but what if you've seen one and didn't know it was a spirit?
What the... You show me some shit that's fucking translucent? Is that the word?
But sometimes they're not transparent.
What the fuck is that?
Or it's just
so it's like me? And it's like, sup, nigga? And it's all thick and you can't see through it and it has a shadow?
Well, I mean, if you're seeing one from a distance, it might not appear to be transparent.
From a distance?
Yeah.
And that's probably the shadow of a tree.
Maybe.
With the lights of a car passing by, making it look like it's moving.
Maybe.
What's with the make? I gotta wonder if you just want it to be real. Because in such a wacky world where shit is uncontrollable, you just want, you want something. Maybe. That's another maybe.
I don't think so.
No, that's an I don't think so. Fallon says, or maybe... Fallon said, or maybe they have and you just don't realize it.
Oh.
Or they're listening to Edith. Who's that?
Her cat, I think.
Spirits listen to your cat? You got some wild ass cats, man.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think that one I've actually never even thought or said out. Obviously, I never said it out loud before. I never thought it. Yeah, like, how come they're never around for folks like me? And I'm regularly with someone. Okay, next time you see a spirit, you tell me. You be like, yo, wake up, B. Come look at this fucking spirit. And I will run up on it and try to bear hug whatever the hell it is you're pointing at.
Okay.
And start Facebook Livin'.
Maybe.
Because this could be the big one. This could be the one that could fund our little socialist neighborhood.
So what about all these pictures that be having ghosts in them and shit?
That shit, it's too easy to fake that stuff.
But the old black and white pictures and stuff? Like, how you fake that on them old fucking pictures? This isn't like a fucking digital
Canon camera. I've never held one in my hand either. It's always been something someone flashed on a TV screen, on a channel, on a show that has commercials with advertisers that approved of that because they knew that they'd make money off of people viewing it.
So all the people who think they see a ghost are just tripping.
Or lying. Like Mr. Wizard, Hassan. Nigga's name is Hassan.
Oh.
His name is Mike Hucksterby then. Yeah, and you can see how he's full of shit, or else he would have produced evidence. It's kind of like how the person behind the Leslie Berry account, like, that nigga's full of shit. Like how they were like, I remember my response was, I wish I had my verbatim quote in front of me, where I was like, well, I mean, what rhymes have you written? Like, what have you done? And then, instead of just saying, oh yeah, here's my shit right here, nigga, I'm nice, what, let's battle, like a real MC would, they were like, I'm trigger-fied, and then later on in the thread, they're like, what about the art I produced for indie albums and the rhymes I wrote? So why didn't you say that shit first? Link me to the India. That was what I requested, but I didn't want to say that shit. Because niggas be full of shit. Nigga said Edith is black, though. What All right. I don't know. What else you got to say about spirits?
Oh, I think they're real.
Venus Kaliva thinks spirits are real.
I said it. Yeah.
Yep. Can't prove it. But somehow they is B. Spirits aren't real. And pyramids aren't cool.
Why the fuck with the pyramid hate? Why?
I didn't say I hate them. See, niggas always go straight
you
to hate.
Hating. You hating.
See, I say something's not cool. Niggas say it's hate. I said... And we were doing when I was like kind of prepping for this episode, and I was like, why do you keep changing what I say and then responding to what I didn't say?
I think they're real.
Well, when you see one, you hit me up.
Okay.
But I'm under the impression that somehow you're never going to see one when I'm around. This is my prediction from now, 7/24/17 to 7/24/18, I'm betting that if you do see one, somehow I'm just gonna happen to not be there. And your battery will be dead, so you won't be able to get a recording of yourself walking up to it and having a conversation or a handshake or something. Somehow that's gonna be the case.
Okay.
Murder was the case that they gave me. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I'm only 18, so I'm a young buck. It's a ride. If I don't scrap, I'm getting stuck. But that's the life of a G, I guess. Essays way deep, shank two in the chest. Best to run, cause brothers is dropping quicker. Too late, damn. Down falls another nigga. Bouncing off the walls, throwing them dogs. Getting that rep as a young hog. It ain't nothing like the street life. You better be strapped with your shank, cause ain't no fist fight. So I guess I gots to handle mine. Since I did the crime, I gots to do my time. That old Snoop Dogg shit, fool. All right. Well, should I look at one more piece of news before I get the funk out of here? Oh, okay. Yeah, this one. this individual, the police feller, misgendered a trans woman. And we played this audio at the beginnerification of the episode. So you already dadgummit. Stop it, Sun Sentinel.
No.
Right, so the entire Fort Lauderdale Police Department should undergo extra training on how to properly treat transgender people. A city panel has decided. All right, again, this is on the Sun Sentinel. The suggestion came Monday during a Citizens Police Review Board hearing for a police officer who categorized a transgender woman as a male on a citation. The board, which serves as a watchdog group over police, also decided the officer should receive a written reprimand for the incident. Quote, I think it's fair. It's a matter of training, and the officers need training. That's a quote from a board member, Mark Dickerson. Now, if you heard the audio from the beginning, then you're already familiar with that story. And the transgender woman was Shelby Kendall, and the officer was James Brenton. All right, now that's just the straight reporting from the Sun Sentinel.
Yeah.
This is the reporting.
Oh my God.
Skibby flip it. Oh, you already know these folks?
LifeSite News, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm not familiar with them. This is the first one I saw.
They are very, like, right-wing propaganda. They're very,
so they're fair and balanced.
And they are very, very anti-abortion and spread a lot of lies and myths about abortion and Planned Parenthood funding.
Okay, so a lot of faith in humanity. Good, good, good. A lot of Jesus.
A lot of Jesus.
Coming around to save your soul. What?
Jesus doesn't like black people.
Jesus doesn't like Negroes when they get testy. Why don't you mind your business and get a stroller like Becky and on the sidewalk? Alright. What, nigga? I love Jesus, motherfucker.
Is that what they're doing? They're owning the sidewalk? Because it's the only thing white men let them have is public property?
LifeSite News.
LifeSite News.
Police officer disciplined for refusing to call a transgender man a woman. They are gonna hit you with the transphobia hard. These niggas are not playing. Does it have the person that wrote it? This is Mark Hodges.
Okay.
All right, F.R. Mark Hodges.
Oh, whoa. F.R. Mark Hodges.
What's F.R.?
Father Mark Hodges. He is a priest of some sort.
All right. This is the person that ought to be judgifying. So, Mark Hodges put down here that transgender insanity is now leading to persecution of law enforcement officers. Fort Lauderdale cop James Brenton is being disciplined, and the entire city police force is being made to undergo transgender sensitivity training because Brenton actually listed a ma'am as male. The man in question, 48-year-old real estate agent Shelby Kendall, is indeed male, but in 2014, he filed to have his driver's license changed to read female. Foolishly, the date of the,
How dare you just change your tone like that? Fucking rude.
Foolishly, the state of Florida did just that. With, I mean, ain't that freedom and shit?
It is freedom.
Well, it ain't freedom for me if you can be you.
I thought Florida was a libertarian wasteland. This isn't very libertarian.
Exactly. It seems like it. It kind of is libertarian. Like, hey, what is you be? I'm a woman. Well, fuck it then. Freedom. Freedom like a motherfucker. If libertarian was actually a real thing, if you could just take away the fucking economics of it and all, you know, just scrap the whole libertarian idea. It's all fucking neo-Confederate bullshnaz. All right. So, back to Father Hodges.
Yes.
Good man. Foolishly, the state of Florida did just that. With the touch of a delete button, Kendall was given a bureaucratic sex change. God damn. I have never heard it worded like that. A bureaucratic sex change and officially declared by the government a homon. Note to self. What kind of society would state an unreality simply because an intrinsically disordered person requests it? A society that is intrinsically disordered itself. End quote of the note to self. Father Hodges continues. In January, Officer Brenton caught Kendall drag racing on a public highway. That's not what I got from the Sun Sentinel report.
I didn't get that either.
But fuck it then. Drag racing.
Wait.
I wonder if that was his way. I wonder if he watches RuPaul's Drag Race. You know how homophobes are.
Yeah. But then I wonder, if they were drag racing, how come only one person got pulled over? What about the other racer?
Yeah, the other racer?
Yeah.
Well, they were transvestite racing. That's a completely different thing.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, we're in the hell of that. Right. So, drag racing on a public highway, Brenton pulled him over and began to give him a ticket for reckless driving. Now, this is where the plot thickens. Rather than list his Bayard logical sex, the police computer that filled in Kendall's driver's license information on the ticket listed him as a female. Mr. Brenton thought it was a mistake and co-rectified it. In the meantime, Kendall tried to get away in his Camaro. Or so the officer thought. Kendall claims he was simply getting out another driver's way. Brenton jumped out of his cruiser, cuffed Kendall, called for his backup, and later rebuffed him. When Kendall said something about being a woman. Now after all this, Fort Lauderdale is the southeast of San Francisco. Now, fast forward just 4 days after the traffic stop, and Kendall went to the police department's internal affairs and filed charges against Mr. Brenton for misgendering him on the ticket. Misgendering, or actually correct gendering, is now a crime. Think about that. Telling the truth to a man who desperately fantasizes that he is a whole man is a crime. in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
George Orwell. Now you know you're fucking with a libertarian. George Orwell wrote that freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. If that is granted, all else follows. Jesus said it is the truth that gives us freedom. Now, but today's gay agenda requires lies. Lies that sodomy is healthy and or an expression of love. I like how they pretend. Actually, you know, you wonder how many of them actually know what that means. Because all these hetero, to my understanding, men that present themselves as homophobic, say they don't like the sodomy. You will turn down oral sex for the rest of your life. They don't care.
Well, you turn this is it a down. Priest. He shouldn't be having sex at all.
Oh, he is. But he'll get transferred to another parish. Alright. Let's see what the hell's going on. So he's over George Orwell. Bubba doop boop bop boop.
Ooh. Oh, excuse me.
No.
And everyone has to lie. Or at least go along with the big lie that one can actually change sex. Otherwise, the entire transgender edifice comes tumbling down. Orwell also wrote...
I love how he says it's changing sex and it's transgender in the same sentence. Pick one.
Dems is the same thing. Sex is gender. Now listen here, look, man, I'm a priest fatherman. I'm Father Hodges now. Now when I get out the old pulpit, I'm done doing my thing, and I head on down to the cat house to get a little leg. We hop in the bed and we have gender with each other. That is what we do.
Gender with each other.
We are consensual genderals. You dat gum crack. Father Hodges style, baby. Let's take a look here. Now, Orwell also wrote, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Too bad cops can't do that in Fort Lauderdale. And too bad transgender people can't do that to cisgender people, said someone in the crowd. Now, next in the Kendall saga came bureaucracy at its worst. A cadre of investigators interviewed and researched the incident thoroughly. The police investigators threw fellow officer Brenton under the bus.
What, he got fired?
Nah, he just got suspenderfied. He got a vacation. Okay. You dat gum crack. But that is pay. That's fair. Get pay. How else he gonna buy another Gadsden flag? You need money to do that.
Gonna buy another gun.
Oh, you just go to the evidence locker. I tell you what. They're colored boys. Now he continues saying, called through them under the bus. They recommended that their brother cop be officially reprimanded for his heinous insensitivity. Calling a man male is now discriminatory hate speech. And the rub is those most needed for the backup and support turn against those who speak reality. After all, the greatest crime is no longer murder or rape. It is questioning societal dictates or just plain telling the truth.
Wait, rape has always been a great crime in this country.
Murder? Always been a great crime? Hmm. I don't know, man.
Well, maybe when it's a white woman getting murdered by a Muslim cop.
Black.
A
Muslim.
Black Muslim.
Nigga, you black. Y'all quit playing that shit. Well, I remember, like, what nigga said, this is also on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and I saw the nigga say, I'm not black, I'm Dominican. And another one, man, said some other shit, man. I wish I remember what the fuck it was. Like, I can't remember. What, do you know any of those? Like, what people say they're not black?
Yeah, fucking.
And there was and a nigga darker than me, yeah. Legitimately they darker than me.
Do it, fucking Cubans do it, Puerto Ricans do it, Dominicans do it, sometimes Haitians do it. I don't know what was it. It was a Caribbean country.
Nah, I don't remember what it was. Yeah, but I remember on RuPaul's Drag Race, somebody said, yeah, I'm not black. I'm blue, 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 blue. Get it right. And it's like, nigga, you from Compton. you're even blacker. shit. And yeah, homie was actually from Compton. Further politically correct correct humiliation ensued. Brenton was hauled before the Citizens Public Review Board on Monday. He explained he wasn't trying to bully Kendall. He honestly thought the information to, someone input in the department computer was in error. Nevertheless, but not surprisingly, the Liberal Citizens Board went against law enforcement too. Only they upped the ante. They decreed that Officer Brenton should be reprimanded and that the entire city police department must have training on how to lie in order to appease transgender delusions. Now, I'm going to have this whole thing in a link posted with the show notes. We got to wrap this father mucker up.
I got to point out, though, so, like, basically this cop got reprimanded more for misgendering a white trans woman than they do for killing black people.
Oh, that prediction you made. That's a like Phoenix Leader is actually inadvertently citing a prediction she made February, March, I think it was late March 2014, if I remember right. If I remember correctly.
I just know I said it a long time ago.
I need my telephone records from Florida. I can find that. Because it was definitely like the second time that you called, got me on the teleo phone.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, damn, this is my new internet friend. I got somebody cool I can talk to because Raymond's too busy to talk to me anymore. And Raymond's also young and having a fun life. Yeah. Like, he's not like, I need a boring other adult. And you're still not that boring. Like, you want to go to the dance club on Halloween and shit.
Hell yeah.
But fucking,
I like how it's not boring when you're like, but one day a year.
Yeah, you kill it all. And you wait until it's almost the end of the year. Like, I'm gonna fuck up my whole clean record.
Oh, that's my shit, man.
Yeah, man. I was like, yeah, man, I'm fucking talk to this motherfucker, man. Alright, and let's try out that, instead of closing, let's try out that show opener again, right? The new idea for a show opener with Nina Turner and the Bone Thugs and Harmony Busy Bone audio.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam and patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Right? That sounds about right. Now I need to go on over here to Palettes. What the hell happened? Did I lose it? Did it go away? Oh, well, that is just straight up booty booty butt crack. All right, so well, I need to.
Why'd you do that on purpose?
Why?
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Shit, why didn't your fucking spirits predict it and stop me?
Maybe they just want you to fuck up.
Ancestors from the motherland.
What if the ancestors just want you to fuck up? How about that?
Damn, that shit is so fake. It's so fake. Like, why do. God. And I get it. Like, this is. Big reason, it's the same reason why fucking Hoteps are so fucking obsessed with the idea of a nation of 8'8", super muscular Kangs, right? And fucking, and 8'5", slightly muscular, highly busted, very, very large bust, very, very large but proportionate buttocks, and holding a baby, Quains. They're obsessed with that because white supremacy been kicking them in the ass, and they just want something that makes them think, to feel. People are into this feeling shit, and they want to feel somewhat powerful, so they latch onto that. And this particular group over here, they latch onto this spirit bullshit, and this having these wizard gifts, and this silly bullshit. And it's like, having that is not going to make white supremacy not kick you in your ass. any fucking less or any fucking more. Fucking capitalism is going to be the same. You just have some imaginary bullshit that you like to cling to. Grow up. It's fucking childish, man. Alright, like the fucking the Hotep ones, you're creating your fucking idea of the neighborhood fireman and the fucking the spirit people. Like, get off this Eureka's Castle bullshit, man. Get fuck out of here. All y'all niggas look like baddie.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm gonna tell you something, we have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
Yeah, that's the fucking shit right there, I tell you what.